PatriotsRelief.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the final half hour of today, this Wednesday, October 8th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers. Greatly appreciate Ian Murphy being on the show with us today instead of Tuesday. Normally, Tuesdays from 10 to 10:30. Well, today, Wednesday, new audience. So greatly appreciate, completely appreciate him doing this for us. Had a little medical emergency yesterday, could not do it. So, greatly appreciate it. One of the things I think that we're looking at here is the process of going through all these events, all this activity, all the things that are happening. We've got so many events. We've got so many absolutely fantastic petition drives, venues that are opening up, events, centers. One of the things that we absolutely love is being part of it with you guys as a radio family. That's why we're so excited for those of you in Gaylord area listening to come this Saturday to the South location and participate in the first Harvest Fall Festival. Let's see. Yeah, let's do that. Okay, do that and do that. Okay. Let's see if we can pay that. Going to make an announcement here soon. Been trying to do something during the break. We'll see. Yes. All right. I just purchased the Iron Pig Bourbon Barrel Club, member number 84. 1984. Yes, the year of the Tigers. They started off 35-5, went on to be the World Series champs. And it was also August 16th, 1984, that Miss Vicky married me in the Flower Garden at the Windermere Hotel on Mackinac Island with Mayor Margaret Dowd presiding over our wedding. So, got member number 84. So, I'm excited. Can't wait. Absolutely going to have a great time. Love it, love it, love it, love it. And they sent me an email confirmation already. So, yes, we're excited. Confirmed confirmation. I'm going to take a picture of it just to make sure so that I can show this to Ian when I see him over there on the 22nd. There's the picture. Got it. Again, if you're interested, ironpigbourbon.com. They have numbers available, so you can absolutely jump on there and find the number you'd like. I thought about getting 25, my baseball number, but 84 is the best. It was a great year. God bless me with a fantastic wife, and it's been 41 years of just an absolutely unbelievable ride, and I thank God every day for her. So I'm excited. I'm going to tell Miss Vicky, that's my Christmas present. That's my Christmas present, Miss Vicky. You don't have to buy me anything. I done bought it for myself. So they have a payment plan available. You can make four $100 a month payments, and that's what we were able to do, and greatly appreciate them setting that up for us. I'm going to get back to MERS News Service real quick because I got another story here lined up that I thought was kind of interesting, the way this budget process went, how everything came together, how we ended up finally at $81 billion with a B dollars, not 79, not 79.5. No, there was just no way in heck that they could any way, shape, or form do it. Well, the bottom line is that we are looking at some people that I don't think should be allowed to be politicians. I'm just going to put it out there and say it as it is. Yesterday, October 7th, was the two-year anniversary of Hamas invading Israel. Well, a U.S. Senate candidate on the Democrat side, Abdul El Sayed, sent out a fundraising email urging the United States to stop funding Israel's war in Gaza. He wrote that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu military launched a ground assault into Gaza roughly 2 weeks ago. And since, the world had to stand by and watch this tragedy unfold in real time. El Sayed went on to say at least 60,000 innocent Palestinians have been killed, including 18,500 children. Nearly every home in Gaza has either been completely destroyed or damaged. It is absolutely unconscionable. It is wrong. El Sayed called on the U.S. government to stop sending billions of our taxpayer dollars to fund this senseless war and begin demanding an immediate ceasefire. El Sayed mentioned that the Jewish-funded Political Action Committee, AIPAC, is projected to spend more than $100 million across the country and in Michigan's U.S. Senate race in particular. Now, normally this PAC supports Democrats. For example, Senator Mallory McMorrow, El Sayed's opponent in the primary, mentioned what happened on this date in a social media post in which she referenced 1,195 people were massacred in a brutal terrorist attack in Israel perpetrated by Hamas. She said the event shattered families and communities. It was the worst single day of violence against Jews since the Holocaust. The United States must use every bit of diplomatic power we have to bring the hostages home, surge aid into Gaza, end this war, and ensure Hamas has no role in the future of Gaza, and help forge a lasting peace. While the other highly profiled Democratic candidate in the U.S. Senate race, U.S. Representative Haley Stevens of Birmingham, wrote on her X account, 2 years ago, the people of Israel were brutally and unjustly attacked by Hamas. On today's second year anniversary, I'm thinking about the innocent lives lost that day and in the years since. I will always be committed to fighting rising, anti-Semitism, and I'm hopeful that we will see an enduring ceasefire to achieve long-lasting peace in the region soon. Interesting. Because this Jewish-funded Political Action Committee, AIPAC, AIPAC, is projected to spend more than $100 million across the country, and specifically in Michigan's U.S. Senate race. Question is going to be, who are they going to support for the U.S. Senate? Is it going to be one of these three main candidates, Democrats? Or is it going to be the Republicans? So I'm not really sure. I don't know a lot about this particular Jewish-funded political action committee. It's something I want to have a conversation with Justin Michael on Friday, because I believe he knows all about this PAC and who they support. So we'll find out on Friday when we talk with Justin Michael. But it's going to be very, 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 very interesting. Now, I just have to say one thing in response to El Sayed. According to his statement, where he said at least 60,000 innocent Palestinians have been killed, including 18,500 kids. First of all, I don't know if those numbers are accurate. I don't even know if it's true. But I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to ask him a very simple question. Why have these supposedly, allegedly innocent Palestinians, why have they allowed Hamas to hide out in Gaza? Why haven't they turned Hamas in? Why have they tolerated them living in their homes or hiding out in their hospitals or schools or their places of worship? Why have the Palestinian people allowed these savages to hide out in Gaza? That's number one. Number two question for them. Why have you allowed Hamas to keep hostages in your area, in your neighborhood, in your community? If they were holding hostages in my county, I would notify authorities and get those people released. Why aren't you guys doing it? Are you really that afraid of Hamas that you won't stand up and do the right thing and get them out of your community? Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
See the largest outdoor event and concert venue in North America, Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell, Michigan. Saturday, October 11th. Gates open at 4. Tours start at 5. Live concerts with two bands will start at 7. There'll be food and drinks available. Come party for free and see this unbelievable outdoor venue. Liberty Mountain USA is located at 1001 Mott Mountain Road, Farwell, Michigan, in beautiful Clare County. See you there.
There that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment for today before I head off for a business meeting down in Traverse City with Patriot Pat. Looking forward to a very productive meeting down there, 1:30 today in Traverse City. I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you to text me the word media, M-E-D-I-A. I will then send you automatically respond. My phone will send you the information, the link. It will take you directly to the givesendgo.com fundraiser for the media campaign that we are doing for Axe My Tax. This is absolutely something that you have got to. You absolutely have got to do. Why? Because we need you. We need your help. This is not going to happen without you. It's that simple. We need you guys to get this information. We need you to click on the link. We need you to listen to the commercial. I have produced a radio commercial. You've been hearing it on the radio station. And I turned it into a 30-second YouTube video, an MP4 video file. That video file can be used by TV stations. Radio stations can extract the audio file, the MP3, out and run it as a radio commercial. TV stations can pull out the MP4 and run it as a commercial on TV stations. Text me media. I will send you the link to the givesendgo.com/AxeMyTaxMediaCampaign. Campaign to put Axe My Tax on the radio and TV in Michigan. And I've got the YouTube video right there. You can click on it and listen to it. You guys have been hearing it on the station. AxeMyTax.org is the website for the effort. It's got it right there in the first sentence, first words, axemytax.org. is a volunteer citizens effort to collect enough signatures to eliminate in caps, in bold, underline property taxes in the state of Michigan. We must submit over 460,000 valid signatures of registered voters within a 180-day period. Once validated, we will have the issue placed on the November 2026 statewide general election ballot. When approved by the simple majority of voters in Michigan, we will amend the state constitution of Michigan to permanently ban all property taxes in Michigan forever. The donations will be used to put this 30-second commercial on all major radio and TV stations in Michigan. Additionally, the ad will be running as digital pop-up ads, will appear on all major cable TV networks and social media platforms. Now, I have to amend this post because I spoke to a person last night that has the ability to send out massive group text messages. And she has thousands of cell phone numbers of Republican delegates, precinct delegates, as well as alternates who have attended state conventions in the past. So if you're a precinct delegate, you will be getting a text message very soon from this effort. We've already raised $1,470, and she's working up a proposal for me to start with the text message campaign. We're going to start there, and as we continue to raise more and more money, then we will start reaching probably southeastern Michigan first on radio and TV. It's the most expensive, but it's the biggest population market. In closing, the website says, please donate whatever amount you can afford, and then share this campaign with all the people you know who could benefit from not having property taxes in our great state of Michigan. So I'm asking, I'm begging, text me media. I'll send you the link with the information. All you have to do is click on it, donate $5, $10, $25, $50, $100, whatever you can afford. Then, most importantly, share this text that you get from my phone. Share it with 10 people you know that live here in Michigan. Ask them to click on the link, make a donation just like you did, and then ask them to share the text message with 10 of their friends. Folks, we can do this. We can do this. When this thing goes viral, when enough people start realizing and seeing how much money we've already raised and we need to get up to 130,000, this is going to happen. But it's only going to happen because you pick up your phone, you text me, 231-360-5140, you know the number. You text me media, 231-360-5140, text me media. My phone has set up a folder. It will auto-reply directly to you, and we can get this done. God bless you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, that's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and go Tigers!
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1770.